you for tuning in. My name is Tiffany Harris, also known as the Healthy Housewife 5. And today I want to talk to you about, what are you speaking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? In other words, are you taming your tongue? First, I want to say I'm so happy to be back on this platform. It's been a couple of months since I've done a podcast, so I'm happy to share with you guys today. So first, I want to talk about the tongue and the power of the tongue and what exactly are we saying to ourselves and what exactly are we saying to other people. In Ephesians 4:29, it reads, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto heavens." And what I get out of that is, whatever we say out of our mouths should be edifying, both to ourselves and to others. We should not partake into gossiping, into talebearing. And if you don't know what talebearing means, it means hearing something from someone else and reporting it to the person that it was about. And there are certain times when people need to know information. I would say if you found out that something dangerous, there was a plot or a scheme against someone, then absolutely that information should be shared with the participant. But if it doesn't mean a person good, if you know that the person could be hurt or upset or angered by information that you're possibly sharing with them, then it is important not to partake in it. If someone wants to share information with you that's going to possibly dampen your spirit, you know, that is going to affect you negatively, then it's important sometimes to let people know, just to stop them in their tracks and say, "I choose not to hear this because I don't want to repeat this information. And if you think it's so horrible, then perhaps you should share it with the person that you're trying to talk about." James 3:8 reads, "But the tongue cannot be tamed. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison." And the tongue is the only thing that good things and bad things can come out of. And so we need to become better at practicing using more positive and edifying words instead of damaging both ourselves. Because we have to remember, those things that we speak out of our mouths that are intended for other people, well, those things come back on us. And so it's important for us to be reminded of, what are we speaking? Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, shall eat one fruit thereof." And what that means is, if you're speaking death, then you're going to eat death. If you're speaking life, then you're going to eat life. And so what are you saying to yourself? What's the self-talk that you're having? What are those conversations that you're having with yourself? It's important. We have to be mindful. Anytime a negative thought enters our mind that could be damaging to ourselves or our soul, we have to eliminate it. Even if it's a matter of stop, even if it's a matter of redirection, whatever it is that is not edifying to someone else and most certainly is not edifying to God, then it is important that we practice removing those things from our lives. You know, when Moses was petitioned by God to go into Egypt and to let the people go, you know, God said, he said, "Who shall I say sent me?" And in Exodus 3:14, we read, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And so we have to be very, very careful. If God is the great I am, and we were made in the image and the likeness of him, then we have to be very careful the words that we put behind I am. So instead of saying I am broke or I am poor, you know, I'm just temporarily without funds. You know, it's not because I am is a state of being. You know, it's just like in the Spanish language, there are two different verbs for I am. One is permanent and one is temporary. And that's what we have to be mindful of when we're speaking in the English language. We have to be mindful of the words that we put behind I am. And so, you know, when I realized as a man thinketh, so is he. When I realized that I was speaking life and death with my tongue, I started rechanneling and changing my thinking. I started speaking affirmations. And when you get started on speaking affirmations, you don't always believe them. Your subconscious mind is going to constantly try to say, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. But you have to constantly speak these things because we speak things into existence. You know, it says in Genesis that God spoke and there was. And again, if we are made in the image and the likeness of God, whatever we speak can eventually exist. You know, if you constantly say, you know, oh, I'm worried about getting cancer, well, guess what? You're going to get cancer. Or if you're constantly worried about whether you're going to get into an accident or whether, you know, this happens or whether that happens or whether you're going to be late or whether you're going to get a traffic ticket, those things are going to happen. And so right now, today, we need to take a stand and we need to say, I'm going to be mindful. Just try it today. Just be mindful of everything that comes out of your mouth and try to improve every single day. You know, we tell ourselves that there are these little white lies, you know, oh, it's no big deal. You know, if somebody's calling you and you don't want to answer, instead of just saying, I didn't want to answer the phone, we say, oh, I was in the shower, or oh, my phone was on the charger, or oh, well, those are lies. And regardless if we think that they're little white lies because they're not hurting anybody, but they actually are because they're hurting ourselves, because they're chipping away at our soul, because it's habitual sin. And so we just have to take self-inventory every day and be mindful of what we're speaking. And so I challenge you today to be mindful, to think about everything that you say first, to not be so quick to give an answer, to not be so quick to tell a lie, to not be so quick to tell somebody something that you know is going to hurt them, to not be so quick to get angry, to not be so quick to judge, but to stop and think first. Am I edifying or am I offending? Because even if we give someone the word, we should always seek guidance from the Holy Spirit, because the word says that it doesn't offend. And so before I close, I just want to share with you some of the affirmations that I speak daily to myself. Because once God revealed to me exactly what he meant by I am, I realized the power in those two little words. And so I'm very mindful of what I say now regarding I am. And so I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. I am protected by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. It's my season. It's my turn. I am humble. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am a champion. And you know what else? I am a warrior. I am a warrior for Christ. And so I thank you for listening. I hope this helped you today, because it certainly helped me once I realized exactly whether I was speaking life or death with my tongue, with my own words. You know, we create our realities with our mouths. And so I challenge you today and every day to be more mindful of what you put behind the words "I am" and what you say out of your mouth. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to sharing with you in the next episode. Be blessed.